Every year, hundreds of thousands of aspiring writers from every walk of life embark on a month-long writing journey aiming towards a 50,000-word novel. The occasion is NaNoWriMo, or National Novel Writing Month. It takes place every November when participants from around the world gather, sometimes physically, sometimes digitally, to write their story. The only requirement is a hefty commitment to write at least 50,000 words in the 30-day month.
We really would like everybody to know that this is a great place to write. If you need some place quiet to kind of get away from your roommates or your family or whatever is at home, sometimes just a different environment, a change of pace.
Kathy Stanton is the Adult Services Librarian at Madison District Library. She's very familiar with NaNoWriMo. The program got its start in 1999 and has grown rapidly since, in large part due to the online community the organization charters. By visiting NaNoWriMo.org, you can easily become a part of this community. Kathy explains why she looks forward to the writing each year.
I definitely do get stuck in a rut, and having this to look forward to every year helps with the rut a lot.
The task seems daunting. 50,000 words in a month is more than even professional writers do. Yet so many return to the program year after year to participate in the literary feat. Reports of late nights running on caffeine and hours of what sometimes seem like endless writing can make an aspiring novelist question how true their commitment really is. What is it, then, that would draw these people back to NaNoWriMo every year? Nick Christensen just graduated from BYU-Idaho and is giving it a go. 50,000 words, that's a lot. What makes you keep, even though you like say, I'm just trying and I haven't gotten to the 50,000 words yet, what makes you keep coming back and doing it?
For me, it's just wanting to finally do it, you know? It's just something that I've always wanted to be a writer, and I find that this time is the best time to really try to get into the good habit.
For many aspiring writers, like Olivia Fisher, a BYU-Idaho student studying English, NaNoWriMo isn't just about reaching the goal of finishing their 50,000-word novel. Why are you so excited about it?
For me, NaNoWriMo isn't just about hitting those 50,000 words and saying that I have a novel. I really like what NaNoWriMo does. They're more than just a goal chart for me. They are an inspiration.
That inspiration comes from telling the stories that are important to us. And those I interviewed are writing stories ranging from murder mysteries to historical fiction. NaNoWriMo's tagline is every story is important, and that it is. As to why so many actively participate in NaNoWriMo each year?
Even if it never gets published, the joy I have had writing it and the enrichment and the roundness that it brings my life is all worth it. So keep writing.
Keep writing and keep telling your story. For BYU-Idaho Radio, I'm Alec Pope.